So normally I don't sit down and record these, but I thought it'd be kind of fun. Not so much fun as, you know, kind of therapeutic or interesting and a way to get my thoughts out to do this. As you guys know, on Sunday I put in an application to the App Store. I put in an audio game. As of right now, I've heard nothing. And, you know, that happens. I mean, these things happen where it takes a while for your application to get approved. But anyways, it really got me thinking about how much I dislike the system that Apple has in place. And really, what bothers me the most is that if you want to have an application, it has to be approved by Apple. And, you know, there's arguments for and against that. One of the arguments is, well, we know everything is safe and we know everything's going to work, and that's fine. But I want to put that in perspective for a minute. So I just updated Winamp recently. And, of course, you know, on Windows, Winamp is, I wouldn't necessarily call it a competitor, but it's another media player. Now, let's imagine for a minute that Microsoft has a policy in place where if you want to run something, it has to be approved by Microsoft. That would essentially take away any sort of competition that you had for other programs, i.e., you know, you'd be stuck with Windows Media Player. You'd be using this, you'd be using that. And people say, well, it's not that bad, but this is how iOS is. There is no alternative for iTunes. If you want to install something, Apple has to approve it. Otherwise, it can't be done. Now, on Android, I'm going to use Android for a minute because this is a prime example. I could make this game on Android. I could put it up on lworks.net, and you guys could go download it right now. There'd be none of this. I have to submit it to Google Play. I have to do this. I have to do that. The only thing that has to be done is signed, which you can do yourself. So again, that is just really one thing that bugs me a lot. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it other than jailbreak your device, which I'm not doing because you know what? If something goes wrong, I have a shiny brick and this is my primary phone. So I wanted to get that off my chest because I'm not one of these people that drinks the Apple Kool-Aid and says Apple is great, wonderful, Apple doesn't do things that are bad. No, I'm sorry, Apple does. This is really one of those things that bugs me because everything that I make or everything, you know, anything that anyone makes has to be approved. And so it severely limits the kind of things you can do. And Apple can decide one day that they don't like what your app does and take it down. And, you know, they have the right to do that from their store. I've always believed that, hey, if you control it, you have the right. But the problem is there is no secondary way to install things. So either Apple likes it or you're not using it. And I think that's ridiculous. And this is what happens when you are the one that owns the software, the hardware, and the delivery platform for the software. You can monopolize it. And I'm really amazed that nobody has challenged Apple on this. And I hope eventually someone will because I think it's ridiculous. But, I mean, that's just me. And I figured I would ramble about that for a minute. But anyways, the overall thing is that the app still has not been approved. And it's Thursday. And I've been waiting 4 days now. It'll be 4 days this afternoon. I had to resubmit it Sunday because of a problem with the provisioning profile, but whatever. So yeah, it'll be 4 days this afternoon, and I'm getting kind of annoyed. I know that this is how it works with Apple, but it's still really annoying because this could have been out. People could have been playing it. No, I have to wait for Apple to say it's okay. And you know what? That really sucks.